106.9 WCTR, the greatest hits of all time. More and less in the morning in the downtown studio at Riverside Unique. It's the Friday Morning Extra. It's brought to you by The Finishing Touch in downtown Chestertown. And it is the first Friday of the month. So exciting. So Nina Flegel joining me for Main Street Minute. Good morning.
Good morning.
And you have something very exciting to talk about. I cannot wait. Well, first of all, let's touch a little bit. It is first Friday. What
it
does that mean?
It is first Friday. A bunch of things are happening both tonight and this weekend. It's sort of the first weekend of spring.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely come downtown. There's a food truck at 210. There's some artist gallery openings. There's the Kent County Poetry Festival this weekend. There's a bocce tournament tomorrow. It's all very exciting.
Lots of stuff going on. And I think we were talking about that before we went on air. I think everybody's just been waiting, kind of rubbing their hands together. Spring,
yep.
Spring, hurry, spring, spring. And now it's like, starting now, clear probably through the summer, it's just something all the time.
Something all the time. The weather finally broke for us.
Yay.
So here's hoping. And it's a gorgeous and exciting weekend.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
Toes, everything. So something else you have to talk about, and this is exciting news, something that's been in the works for a long time. Bum, bum, bum.
Bum, bum, bum. Our downtown master plan.
What is that?
So quite a few years ago, Main Street realized that there was no sort of comprehensive plan for the historic district.
Okay.
The town's comprehensive plan from 2015 only sort of addresses it of, you know, have a vibrant downtown, period.
Okay.
And there was no expansion on that. And then about a year and a half ago, when the town did their strategic agenda, they recognized that there were a lot of things that could be tied to a downtown master plan. And that sort of helped convince the town council and some other bodies that it would make sense for Main Street to kind of spearhead a downtown master plan, obviously with help with other community stakeholder organizations and, you know, other groups. So we were able to secure some funding last year for what we're calling phase one, which is sort of the visioning, planning, very high level concepts. And that also includes stakeholder input as well.
Okay.
So both from sort of pre-existing groups like a public arts commission and, you know, environmental committee and other nonprofits like Shore Rivers and, you know, you name it. But then also it will include a public town meeting is what we're calling it, where anybody can come. And we have partnered with Design Collective, which is a Baltimore-based planning firm, who is sort of leading us through this process of phase one. This is what they do. This is their profession and their expertise, especially with small towns in Maryland.
Okay.
And so they'll be running some of these stakeholder interviews. They'll be running this town hall. They'll be putting together some of these concept drawings. They actually have an engineering firm, GMB, that's working with them as well, so that we can really, pardon the pun, dig down into the infrastructure, mm-hmm, and some other things. So the hope is that by the end of the summer, we have this downtown master plan that can be a guiding document, not just for Main Street, but for anybody working in the historic district, right? So we're getting historic district commission input, and we're getting planning and zoning input, and you name it, so that we all are working off of the same plan. Phase two, at least for us, will be taking some of the projects and sort of ideas that come out of phase one, fleshing, mm-hmm, them out, looking at engineering, looking at costs, trying to find grants, things like that. And then phase three is obviously the long and arduous sort of implementation phase of all these projects. And it won't, like I said, it won't be just Main Street doing these projects. Some of it might be more appropriate for Eastern Shore Land Conservancy or for Kent Attainable, or, you know, there are multiple other bodies out there who are also going to hopefully use this as a guiding document. So we're not all just throwing spaghetti at the wall and hoping something sticks.
Well, and I think it's really important. This is the opportunity for people to then weigh in, because there are different things to take into consideration. Number one being, it's a historic district. It's,
yep,
also an arts and entertainment district. It's, yep, all these things. And you want to preserve that. You don't want to change that footprint.
Exactly.
But you want to allow for expansion and growth, but you want to do it sensibly. And you hear a lot of people go, oh, we don't want to be another Middletown.
Right.
Right?
And rest assured, there's absolutely no possibility of that.
Right. Exactly. But this is the opportunity to say, here's what we like and here's what we don't. Here's what we think will work and here's what won't.
Exactly. And we want it from the people who love and know this place well, mm-hmm. and have that feeling. You know, everybody always says Chestertown has a feeling when they come here. Mm-hmm. We don't want to lose that.
Right.
And, you know, some people get scared about growth, but that's why it's so important to have a plan in place, mm-hmm. so that it's growth that we all sort of approve and, you know, are comfortable with, and not a Middletown growth where we're sort of sprawling and have mini malls, and because none of us want that, right?
Right.
That's not why we live here.
Right.
So there's a quote, and I won't remember the speaker's name, but it says that we want things to change, but we also want everything to stay the same. Mm-hmm. So that's the idea behind this, right? Let's do this thoughtfully, and let's move forward for the next 15, 20, 40 years in a way that where we don't lose our identity. Mm-hmm. But we, you know, it's 2024. There's some things we need to do.
And so, I think it's an opportunity to say, even if you feel like, oh, well, they won't listen to me, make your opinions and your thoughts known about this.
Yeah.
This is affecting your community.
Yep.
And so if the only thing they won't listen to is what you don't say.
Exactly. So there's going to be multiple ways to kind of provide input. Like I said, right now our consulting firm DCI is meeting with some stakeholder groups. There'll be that town hall meeting. There'll also be electronic and paper surveys that will be available for anybody, the entire public. There will be opportunity to come see and talk about it at the visitor center in the near future. There will be, you know, emails available. And if you go to the mainstreetchestertown.org/downtownmasterplan, not only can you find a lot more information about the process, but you can also sign up for a special email newsletter that will just keep you abreast of the progress of the downtown master plan. So I encourage people to do that as well if you're interested in kind of staying up to date on what's happening and sort of helping provide feedback along the way.
And that'll give you a heads up when some of these town meetings and some
exactly.
of these other things are
yep.
going on.
Yep.
Sounds like a great thing. I'm very excited.
It's exciting. It's preserving the past and embracing the future.
Oh my gosh. Perfect. You should write that down.
I know.
Coin
I should.
That, right?
Right?
Nina, thank you as
thank
always
you.
For joining us this morning.